gaining pounds instead of losing. Diets blow. I just quit at Weight Watchers. I'm gonna pay for liposuction. Have the doctor suck the fat right out.
One of the toughest resolutions to keep up because I love to comfort eat. I've had a stressful day or I'm in a bad mood or, hey, It's the weekend. Eat whatever I like, drink whatever I like.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It is. I have found what works for me is eating one time a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I do with my schedule, usually. Yeah. Sometimes I'll have a breakfast, depending on the day.
If I do that, I've gotten to the point, I've been doing this for probably, I don't know, probably 12, 13, maybe 15 years now.
So this is the secret of your glorious dad bod.
Yeah, I just generally just eat supper. And if, like, during the holidays even, if we sit down and eat lunch, that's it. I mean, I don't eat anything for supper.
I get thrown off if I eat a big lunch, especially during the holidays.
Yeah, and I've never been like a big grazer. I've never been somebody that can eat like a pack of crackers. I will eat like six packs of crackers and a can of potted meat and half a bottle of hot sauce if I'm going to eat something. But then I just don't eat anything that night. It's worked for me.
Do you always have your phone on that heavy of a vibration?
I got some good vibration, man.
My goodness.
Anyway, I'm like the freaking Beach Boys.
Let's go to the phones and talk to SR.
Y'all want to hear it out there?
Stop that. Hey, SR, how you doing?
Hey, doing all right, guys. Enjoying it. You're saying that you didn't think Americans were that stupid?
I try not to.
Back
I try not
me up,
to be,
SR.
I try not to be elitist and cynical, but prove me wrong.
I put this into perspective. Hillary Clinton, for the last several years, except for this year, has been voted the most admired woman.
Oh, God.
Replaced
Barack Obama by Michelle Obama.
Yes.
Barack Obama, the most admired man in America. Now Hillary's number two, which I've always thought of her as number two. I would like to know which three people they asked that voted for this, who they actually asked for this. I know what my phone rang asked my opinion on that.
Yeah, whenever a pollster or any survey calls me, I say, I work in media, and they hang up immediately. It's very convenient.
Yeah.
Yep. That's how stupid Americans are.
Well, if that's the case, if those are the most admired people, then I guess people do have shaving cream for brains.
There you go. Exactly. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it, SR.
And I would say it a little different than SR did. I think that's how easily influenced the general public is.
Yes, and that brings something up. And coming up, because I just had that wonderful thought, shaving cream, why don't we play shaving cream?
It sounds fine to me.
But I saw some good advice from, of all people, Warren Buffett today. And I thought it was, well, apropos given the new year and how people make resolutions. This is a good type of resolution, in my opinion. You will continue to suffer if you have an emotional reaction to everything that is said to you. True power is sitting back and observing things with logic. True power is restraint. If words control you, that means everyone else can control you.
Exactly.
Breathe and allow things to pass. Well said, Warren Buffett.
That is very well said, because that's what we are, so controlled by our words. And Joey, you and I have talked about this 1,000 times. You have to fight with somebody, and you go in with the presupposition that I'm going to argue my point no matter what. And if you're coming in saying, you know, Kiss is the greatest band of all time,
yeah,
and I say no, Led Zeppelin is, and you're not going to listen to a single word that I say.
Right, you know, because I'm a diehard Kiss
fan. But the people that are sitting over here listening to us, if they like me more,
Right.
Then they like you. They're going to say, yeah, that's right, Led Zeppelin. And they don't. They may not even know who the band is.
Right. This is why you get celebrity endorsements.
And the ones that like you more. Yeah. And like, well, I've been listening to Joey for 5 years on the radio. Right. He's my favorite. If he thinks Kiss is better than Led Zeppelin, then and obviously Kiss has got... You may not have even heard a Kiss album
before.
One
of my favorite movies is Thank You for Smoking. Have you seen that one?
I don't think so.
But he's essentially a lobbyist for the tobacco industry, for big tobacco. The main character, I think his name is Nick Naylor. And he's sitting down...
Nick.
Yeah, he's sitting down with his son, who happens to be named Joey. And they're at like some carnival or fair, something like that. And they stop for ice cream. And Nick Naylor's eating chocolate, and Joey, young Joey, is eating vanilla. And they start to have an argument. And he's trying to make a point to his young son about how you make arguments in the public eye to sway public opinion. And he goes, well, so you're saying, Joey, that vanilla is the best ice cream for everybody? No, I'm just saying that the vanilla is good for me. It's like, no, but it sounds like if it's good for you, then you're trying to impose it. That's not what I said. And you're not convincing me at all, Dad. He's like, well, but here's the thing. My goal isn't to win the argument by convincing you that chocolate is the best. It's to convince everybody else, and what's the best way to do it? It's not to prove myself and my choice of chocolate a saint. It's just to show that you and you choosing vanilla makes you a sinner.
Right. Perfect. Yeah,
that's the rule of politics. It's not to prove yourself a saint. It's to show all the other bums are sinners worse than you.
Yeah. I'm not right, but you're wrong.
Right. And you know why this happens? Because we all fall for it. Because at a certain point in the day, even if you are very enlightened and very zen, you let all these words and all this advertising, all this political propaganda go by you. Sometimes you realize, oh man, my mind is a scrambled egg, and now it feels like I have shaving cream for brains. 272-9228.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You think that her head would be split, but good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, 65 and 85 doing okay. We had a couple of accidents last hour. Those pretty much cleared up and out of the way right now. Wetumpka, Millbrook, Prattville, State Police, Haynes, Ambulance Service, all reporting clear right now. Did you get a Christmas puppy? Keep them safe with indoor and outdoor systems from Invisible Fence. They have all kinds of plans. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
It sounds simple, and you hear it often, but if you enjoy holiday cheer in the form of alcohol, please don't drink and drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Marguerite's has enjoyed another record year in 2018. In appreciation to our customers, we're having an absolute crazy, absolute crazy, we're clearing the cases. There's only 3 days left of the 5-day, only 3 days left. You heard me right, just Friday, Saturday, Sunday, only 3 days left of Marguerite's absolute clearance sale. Don't miss it. They're in the Pep Tree shops. They're open till 8. Don't miss it. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Only absolute clearance. Clear the cases. All new product in 2019. Marguerite wants to say thank you.
From CBS 8 at ABC 32, I'm Tim Lennox. A man who shot and killed a woman at Court Square in Montgomery Christmas night and then shot himself has now died of his injuries. And police have identified him for the first time as the husband of the victim. 58-year-old Theron Herbert would have been charged with murdering his 58-year-old wife, Lana. The shooting happened in the heart of downtown Montgomery near the fountain on Dexter Avenue. State school officials have released the annual state report card, giving the state an overall grade of B. A half a dozen Montgomery schools scored an A, including three magnet schools. Overall, the Montgomery system improved from a D to a C. Newly elected school board president Claire Wheel says it's a step in the right direction, but more improvement is needed. And state health officials say the flu continues to hit parts of Alabama, with about half of the counties reporting significant numbers of cases. Health officials recommend vaccination against the flu. Those are your news headlines. I'm Tim Lennox. For the latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Basically, we are in between storm systems for just a little while before storm system number 2 arrives. For tonight, mostly cloudy, maybe a shower or two somewhere in the area. Overnight low 53. Now, tomorrow, showers become likely again, especially afternoon. High 63, low tomorrow night 54. Then on Sunday, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm or two, mid-60s for a high. Then on Monday and Monday night, New Year's Eve, showers and thunderstorms with low 70s for a high Monday. I think we'll be in the low 60s on New Year's Day as the shower threat continues. Next few days look dismal. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As requested by Kenny from Maxwell, it's after Christmas, but there's such a thing as the 12 days of Christmas, so here you go, Kenny. Merry Christmas.
We're proud to present the greatest Christmas music offer ever. It's the O.J. Simpson Christmas album, featuring the O.J. Simpson singers. You'll get all the classics.
You know Manson and Oswald and Ruby and Hinckley, Bundy and Sirhan and Dahmer and Gacy. But do you recall the most famous killer of all? O.J. the handsome halfback had a very shiny knife. And if you ever saw it, you'd be fearing for your life.
It's the O.J. Simpson Christmas album.
Ron Goldman's court. Four attorneys, three black eyes, two autopsies, and a call to 911.
The O.J. Simpson Christmas album, with special guest, prosecuting attorney Marcia Clark.
It's beginning to look a lot like murder everywhere we look.
the O.J. Simpson Christmas Song. You've never heard anyone sing in a courtroom quite like Marcia Clark.
O-D-N-A, O-D-N-A, too bad your blood type matches.
The Bob and Tom Show presents the O.J. Simpson Christmas Album. And you'll hear from the man himself, O.J.
Strippers and hookers and young blonde Caucasians, big boobs and cocaine on special occasions, all of the perks that celebrity brings, these are a few of my favorite things.
La 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 la, la 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 la, la la la.
OJ really puts the sleigh in one horse open sleigh. It's the O.J. Simpson Christmas Album.
Oh,
you'll learn about O.J.'s life behind bars.
A large and hairy gentleman will share a cell with you. And if he wants you for his wife, you better say I do. La 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 la. What's that sticky glue?
Oh, no.
It's the O.J. Simpson Christmas Album. You'll learn about all of the exciting evidence.
Silent night, dead ex-wife, facing 20 years to life.
Ooh. The O.J. Simpson Christmas Album. You'll even hear from the jury.
He dropped a bloody glove that was dum 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 and dumb. Really dumb.
Really dumb. With the O.J. Simpson Christmas Album, you'll get to meet all the witnesses.
I saw Nicole kissing Marcus Allen.
And you'll get to meet O.J.'s attorney, Robert Shapiro.
Robert Shapiro will defend you for a fee. Wear a three-piece suit, bring a lot of loot, and we'll find you not guilty. La, 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 la.
The O.J. Simpson Christmas Album. Only from Bob and Tom. You'll get all the classics.
Silver bars, silver bars. It's Christmas time in the slammer. You better hold, you don't drop the soap, or you'll be a ho, ho, ho.
The O.J. Simpson Christmas Album, including the great Bing Crosby O.J. Simpson tribute.
I'm dreaming of a white Bronco, just like the one Al Cowlins drove.
Oh, man.
La, la, la.
The O.J. Simpson Christmas Album. Only from Bob and Tom Records. Order now by calling 1-800-PERCENT-GUILTY. Bob and Tom Records, a division of Frigamall Industries, Indianapolis, Indiana. The O.J. Simpson Christmas Album. Act now and get the O.J. Simpson New Year's bonus track.
Should he be found not guilty of this dark and heinous crime, he'll probably kill his lawyers, cause they've taken his last dime.
The O.J. Simpson Christmas Album. It's a killer.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, 65 and 85 moving along pretty well right now. East Chase Parkway, all that area out there. Of course, a lot of people are shopping. Taylor Road looking okay and all outbound routes doing good. Reinhardt Toyota will be open every day through New Year. That includes Sunday and New Year's Day. Your new Toyota's waiting on you at Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
It sounds simple, and you hear it often, but if you enjoy holiday cheer in the form of alcohol, please don't drink and drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Hi, it's Greg, and I've got great news. The next time you need electrical work done at your house, whether it's a repair or install, you've got that go-to electrician and a number to call without hesitation. That's Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Master electricians, the very best at their craft, just like my dad, who was a master electrician. Mr. Electric can do anything from installs to repairs or service. When you need something done, call Mr. Electric, and they offer upfront pricing, no surprises. And when they say they're going to be there at 1 o'clock, you might expect your doorbell to ring at 12:59. They're prompt, professional, and the best at what they do. You need a panel upgrade or any other type of electrical installation, turn to the best. Mr. Electric, 269-8886, or visit MrElectric.com.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, welcome back to Happy Hour. Except it is not a sunny day outside our windows. Well, we don't really have any windows in the studio, but...
Well, we have windows. They just...
No, these are...
Don't expose the outside.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder, am I the zoo animal?
It kind of feels like that from time to time, especially when the sales staff's up here.
Right, it's like, get back in your habitat. Here's some candy for your stress.
Feel like you're at the zoo strapped in somewhere.
Oh, wow. Kind of coming to a close of the show, taking it easy on a Friday. If you want to request anything, 272-9228. But as promised earlier, I want to get into some of the top 10 movies of the year. And it's not just some critic's opinion, because I don't want to talk about some stupid art house film I haven't seen.
That was going to be my first question.
We're doing box office.
This is by the number of people who went and paid their own hard-earned money in order to watch these films, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So, number 10. Wait, you want me to do a drum roll? I can do a drum roll. I mean, I can handle a drum roll.
I can do a drum roll.
Yeah, okay.
We can go Christmas Vacation.
Here it is. Number 10. Venom. Did you see Venom?
Didn't see Venom.
The classic Spider-Man bad guy, but it treated Venom as the protagonist. And it was not an amazing movie. I personally, should we do 5 stars or 10? Let's do out of 10. I would give it like a 6.5 out of 10.
Okay.
I didn't feel like I wasted my money. I enjoyed it. And the redeeming quality of the movie was the humor of the main character. Venom is, it's a symbiote or something like that. It's an alien species that crashes to Earth, and they use humans as hosts. But when it
it's using you as a host. It's like in your head and controlling your body, but you're still
symbiotic
there.
Symbiotic relationship.
Exactly. And so the back and forth between the alien in his head and the actual guy played by Tom Hardy is hilarious, and they nail that. I was actually laughing out loud several times at this movie. Doesn't have a great score, a Metascore, only a 35 in the red, only a 6.8. So I'm about right. I said 6.5 on IMDb. But it grossed in the States $213 million.
Mm-hmm.
Impressive.
Okay.
And I was one of the people who threw my money at it. Not bad.
The boy may have went and... Lauren may have taken him
taken
to go
Pete
see that.
To go see
yeah,
him?
I'm not sure.
You didn't see it.
No, I did not. But he is a big... any type of superhero type movie.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, Pete's all about that.
Before we keep going, do you think that's a bad thing, the era of the superhero movie?
No, I don't. I've actually gotten to where I enjoy them.
Yeah.
A lot. I mean, we were talking at one of the breaks about the Bumblebee, the new
Transformer.
The Transformer movies. And I like those, and I... My favorite film of the year is going to be on here. It should be number one. It may not be, but...
We'll see. But here, let's go to number nine.
But I like them.
It's not really a superhero movie, but it is, well, a legacy movie. Number nine.
Would you like me to do this in my opera voice from here on out? The numbers?
Once we get... Well, let's do the top five that way.
I'll do the top five. Okay.
Yeah.
That'll work.
But number nine is Solo, a Star Wars story.
No, I definitely did not see it.
I saw it. I have to say, when I left the theater, I wasn't really disappointed. I enjoyed it. I kind of like these Star Wars spinoffs. I like Rogue One. I'm easy to please. Now, I'm not going to say this is the greatest movie of all time. I'd give it, again, about a 6.5. Wow, it has a 7. An IMDb score rating. Metascore gave it a pretty good rating. Grossed over $213 million. And it's interesting to see where Disney's going to go. Because the last major trilogy, part of that canon, like you have the original trilogy.
Right.
Episodes 4, 5, and 6. You have the prequels. And which I like the third one of the prequels.
Yeah, that may be
what
right.
What is it, Revenge of the Sith? I like that one a lot. But this new one, The Force Awakens, was a pretty... well-received, but it had been so long, you would think it would be over the top. But then The Last Jedi, the most recent of these, it was very polarizing. I enjoyed it. I didn't expect too much. I'm not a Star Wars fanboy in the sense of, you aren't keeping up with the old canon, and now you're treating it as just jokey joke. Like, I think sometimes people are such big fans of certain things, they're too close to it. It's kind of like watching television, and a Capital One commercial has Princess Let's Go Crazy going, as people are doing their normal bougie crap. Like, oh, we're at the movie, let's go crazy, let's go nuts, slip on a purple banana till they throw us in the truck.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that would upset.
Yeah, as a diehard Prince fan, I'm like, oh, God, whatever. I guess they paid for the licensing. The estate has to make money. Anyway, let's go to...
Number 7.
No, number 8.
Oh, number 8.
Getting ahead of us. But Ant-Man and the Wasp. Now, I love these movies.
Enjoyed this movie.
I like these.
Thoroughly enjoyed it.
The Ant-Man came after the first Ant-Man came after the Avengers movie. And it was really good. It's like a nice palate cleanser, because the Avengers movies are these over-the-top, all the different characters of the Marvel Universe meet. And so Ant-Man sort of brings it back down to earth, literally and figuratively, and it's very funny. It's like the comic relief.
And let me ask you this question. Make sure that because I get things confused, and I meld things together. This is the one where the original Ant-Man, his son comes back and wears an Ant-Man costume, and then his son's a girlfriend or whatever puts
his
the wasp bone, his daughter, but Ant-Man goes into the whatever abyss
quantum,
thing and,
quantumverse,
and pulls his mother out.
Yes.
And okay, yeah. See, I think this is going to play a huge, huge, huge role
in the next Avengers movie.
Huge.
Huge.
It's going to be very bigly.
I like that you are getting into these Marvel superhero movies.
See, Peak has already figured it out, and I don't want to spoil it for all y'all. Ant-Man's going to jump in old boy's ear and then just get big again and blow him up. Game over.
I don't know if that's how it's going to work.
They get the stone and go back in time. Everybody comes back.
Thanos can manipulate every aspect of our being in reality. I'm sure he can handle a shrinking man.
Nope. It's already figured out. Just spoiled it for everybody.
And for that, I'm sure he can handle a growing man as well. Now let's go to, as you said before, number 7. No, I did not see this one. Mission Impossible Fallout. And the reason I did not see this movie is not because I'm against franchise action flicks. I like Die Hard. I like Mission Impossible. It's because, you know, I hate to even admit it. I try not to be bigoted in my way. I try not to be bigoted or prejudiced. But everybody's a little bit bigoted. And so I have to admit this bigotry. Tom Cruise gives me the creeps, man.
For why?
He just does. Have you seen that photo of him when he was being given some ridiculous gold medal award from the Church of Scientology? Walking around with all his little manservants waiting on him hand and foot?
No, I don't pay attention to any of that
It's
stuff.
Weird, man.
Well, yeah,
this short little freak.
Who?
He's way too good looking, too.
Joey, who in Hollywood is not a freak?
No, there are some good people.
And they're all smaller than they look on TV.
That's true.
They're little tiny people, and they're...
They happen to look good on camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they take the cameras and lower them and shoot them at an angle facing up where they look tall.
Have you ever met an actual movie star? I don't think I have.
Who was the boy that was in the... What was it? The big fish that they shot up in Wetumpka?
Oh, Ewan McGregor? No,
I don't know. I don't remember his name. And I didn't even know who he was at the time. But he was actually in the Blockbusters over on, when it was on the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Road. He was in that while he was shooting the film up there. And we saw him and met him one night. Over there.
What, and I don't like, even... You said
Eddie,
boy.
Eddie something. Wasn't it Eddie something?
I don't know.
He was the kid that was in the big fish.
Oh, see, I don't know the
child I don't
actor.
Either. I mean, it wasn't like he was Macaulay Culkin.
So it wasn't young
somebody.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Nah.
That sometimes people confuse with Jesus. No, people kept sharing this meme, going, remember the reason for the season, and it's just Ewan McGregor as young Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah.
He kind of looks Jesus-like. Anyway, let's get on with it and go to number 6. The Grinch. I didn't see it.
I didn't either.
I mean, I'm happy with the old cartoon. I'm actually not a huge fan of the Jim Carrey one. Not knocking Jim Carrey.
I kind of like the Jim Carrey one.
No, I just prefer the traditional one. I like that old school cartoon. I think it really captures what the Grinch and what that is it's about.
Yeah. And this goes to what we had talked about with the new real-time stuff with the Disney films, the Aladdins and those
right.
movies. What are they going to be like? I actually like the Grinch that Jim Carrey put out. It was okay.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's
I just
hell
haven't
of a
seen
lot
it.
Better than Cat in the Hat.
And it's only got a 6.4 on IMDb, but grossed over $253 million. Whew, it's a lot. Coming up, we'll have the top 5 movies, and we've seen a lot of these. Both you and I have seen a lot of these. 84.
Cool.
And a lot of them.
Beans.
It was worth the money.
I saw one of them twice.
That might be the one I saw multiple times. We'll see what we've seen after the break.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planning practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, Interstate 65 and 85 both are doing good right now. I've checked with Wetumpka, Millbrook, Prattville, State Police, Haynes Ambulance Service, all of it doing good right now. Man, it's been a rough, rocky afternoon, but at this second, looking good. Did you get a Christmas puppy? Keep them safe with indoor and outdoor systems from Invisible Fence. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
It sounds simple, and you hear it often, but if you enjoy holiday cheer in the form of alcohol, please don't drink and drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
The best wishes come true at the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. Exceptional offers on all new and used Mercedes-Benz models. The lowest prices of the year at Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. The best year-end offers. It's the holiday event you don't want to miss. Meet the new Mercedes-Benz team and take advantage of fantastic new car prices, like the popular Mercedes-Benz GLC SUV or E-Class sedan. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event at Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery. It's time to love what you drive.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4949 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4949. Avant.com, code 4949.
Hi, folks. This is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
From CBS 8 at ABC 32, I'm Tim Lennox. A man who shot and killed a woman at Court Square in Montgomery Christmas night and then shot himself has now died of his injuries. And police have identified him for the first time as the husband of the victim. 58-year-old Theron Herbert would have been charged with murdering his 58-year-old wife, Lana. The shooting happened in the heart of downtown Montgomery near the fountain on Dexter Avenue. State school officials have released the annual state report card, giving the state an overall grade of B. A half a dozen Montgomery schools scored an A, including three magnet schools. Overall, the Montgomery system improved from a D to a C. Newly elected school board president Claire Wheel says it's a step in the right direction, but more improvement is needed. And state health officials say the flu continues to hit parts of Alabama, with about half of the counties reporting significant numbers of cases. Health officials recommend vaccination against the flu. Those are your news headlines. I'm Tim Lennox. For the latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Basically, we are in between storm systems for just a little while before storm system number two arrives. For tonight, mostly cloudy, maybe a shower or two somewhere in the area, overnight low 53. Now, tomorrow, showers become likely again, especially afternoon. High 63, low tomorrow night 54. Then on Sunday, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm or two, mid-60s for a high. Then on Monday and Monday night, New Year's Eve, showers and thunderstorms with low 70s for a high Monday. I think we'll be in the low 60s on New Year's Day as the shower threat continues. Next few days look dismal. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back, folks. And yes, the government is still shut down.
Oh, man.
Big fight over the border wall funding.
Except for the post office. I saw Dawn again today. Hey, Dawn, really? Are you still out there?
Well, good for them continuing to work.
I guess she's working for free. Bless her heart.
Wait, they won't get paid when the government opens?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Goodness.
She didn't seem too worried about it.
Right. But instead of, you know, covering politics on this last happy hour of 2018, we're having a little fun looking back at the top 10 box office hits of the year. And we're now to the top 5. And you promised, Sadie Ford, to use your opera voice.
Yeah, I can opera out.
All right, so top 5? We're on number 5 here. Deadpool 2.
Good movie. Good flick.
Oh, I love that movie so much. I was like, how are they going to top the first Deadpool? And they did not disappoint. So good. Like, time travel elements, the same irreverent humor, kind of breaking the mold in the fourth wall, talking to the audience, making fun of the whole superhero genre. Brilliant movie.
I love the fact that the Deadpool movies, he kept his sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
And it even, it may be the second one where he goes back and they say, well, you're going to lose that. And he's like, no, I ain't losing my sense of humor when he went through, you know, the X Academy.
Oh, no, that's the first one.
Or is that the first one?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, and he didn't. And I love that about it. Now, me personally, I preferred the first one over the second one.
Okay.
Because I had not seen it. And when Deadpool 2 came out, I was like, Wena, we got to watch the first one. I think she had seen it. And we watched it a day or two before we went and saw the second one. Hmm. And I thought the first one was better, but no, I'm just barely, just a little bit. That was a great sequel to a movie. It wasn't like, oh, yeah, okay. Same, you know, 10 things happened, just different characters.
No, I loved it.
It was really good.
I thought it was very clever. They didn't just, you know, do repeats. They actually continued the characters and made a great movie out of it. Got a 7.8 on IMDb. Made over 3.
I'd have gave it more than that.
No, but
I'd have been like an 8.5.
But if I had told you a few years ago that the sequel to a rated R obscure comic book character will gross over $324 million. I think most people would say you're nuts. You can't have a superhero movie based on reaching adults.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's some raunchy stuff and,
well, here's the thing, most
very
people,
coarse language in it. It's not like,
but comic book fans are
Spider-Man.
Not older. I mean, a lot of people that grew up with comic books and superheroes are now in their 30s and 40s and 20s.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just the nature of the beast now. We don't want to grow up. I don't want to grow up, Clay. I don't want to grow up. I don't want to take on responsibility. You can take on responsibilities and still enjoy these movies. Now let's do this thing. Number
4.
Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom.
Just watch that this weekend.
What'd you think? I haven't seen it yet.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I mean,
not,
there's
not fantastic, though. I heard some,
well,
hesitation in your voice there, some,
I mean,
reluctance.
It's the only reluctance is, I mean, it's good. And they bring old boy back to talk to the Velociraptor
Chris Pratt's character.
And
by the way, folks,
I have got a serious, serious man crush on Chris Pratt.
You do?
Dude.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
It's hilarious how he went through a physical transformation to become this, like, action star. He used to be the dopey Parks and Rec comic relief. Uh-huh. He played Andy on Parks and Rec. And he was kind of chubby. And he's great. Like, you saw Chris Pratt and you didn't think, oh, he's a fat guy. But he, you know, looked like an average guy. Liked to eat food and hang out. And now he went through this transformation. I don't know what he did, where he's like this stereotypical Hollywood action star, like, cut to hell.
Yeah. But he's got, and you can, it really comes through with his acting that he has a genuine sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
And he's really a genuinely funny person.
Yeah.
He's not just reading lines and delivering them.
Right.
But, you know, I really like the film. The thing is with Jurassic, whatever the name of this one was, I mean, how many times can you do the same movie? And there's a form of the exact same movie. Now, this one was a little different because they auctioned off the beast and you know, different people bought them. And then they had this new one that come out and that they were genetically modifying, and it's supposed to be this big fighting thing. So it had that little bit of a different twist to it, but it's still the saving, and you still got the possibility of them making more
and doing it again. It's just not the same. They should have stopped at the first one. The original Jurassic Park is one of the best movies I think ever made.
I think it is, but I disagree. I like the way that they set up the second movie from the first one.
Okay,
when he dropped the vials and the vials are out there, it was like, oh, they're going to make another one, and somebody comes in. Maybe after the second one, you kind of
the first one
back.
Had the awesome popcorn flick action to it, incredible effects that still hold up to this day. That's impressive given a 90s movie.
Sure.
That the computer graphics and dinosaurs are still believable. The hunter with the velociraptors, the Tyrannosaurus Rex, just in all its prominence. But then also they really set up, without being too over the top or preachy, they set up a philosophical dilemma about what are man's limits if we have certain technologies. It's a brilliant, in one case, action flick. You can be a little kid and you're just caught up in the dinosaurs. But then also, if you go in there and you're a thinking man, you can be like dealing with the philosophical dilemmas of the movie. It's really cool. Really well done. Jaws is the same way. Spielberg is brilliant at that stuff. But the second one, I have to say, Spielberg directed, it didn't hold up. It's still good. It's not the same. Yep. We got to move on. We're running out of time here.
Ow.
Number three.
Number three.
The Incredibles 2.
Great movie.
You love it?
Yes.
Yeah, this is one of those movies where it's a kid's movie, but everybody loves it. It's so funny.
We went to the theater to see it, and our mutual friend, Miss Peyton Jolly, was there that night.
Yeah.
And we actually ended up sitting with one. I think Peyton and Alex went to a different, maybe an earlier viewing, and I sat by their mom. But we absolutely loved it. I love The Incredibles. And it did not disappoint at all. It was just as good as the first one.
Okay, now let's move
on. So I would agree with that.
Okay, let's move on to this was a movie that's up there as one of my favorites ever because I had to wait for 10 years. Avengers Infinity War came in number 2 in the box office this year.
Fake news.
$678 million just here in the States. Made a lot of money overseas.
Fake news.
Well, but wait till number 1. But Avengers Infinity War, I could go on and on. We just don't have enough time.
Loved it.
Incredible movie.
Very well woven, too. It has so many different parts to it.
Because
all
you
ties
have,
to all different kind of things.
Well, and because you have so many characters. Like you,
right.
You have to put it together very well. But the fact that, without spoiling too much, they did a 3-hour epic tragedy, and it made that much money. A superhero epic tragedy built over 10 years. Wow.
Yeah.
And Thanos is one of the best villains
ever.
ever, up there with Darth Vader. I mean, it is
epic. Dude, it killed
epic.
My green chick.
No, hey.
Hey, if you hadn't seen it yet, I'm telling
you're
you.
You're missing out, folks. And you don't necessarily have to see all the other Marvel movies, though it helps.
No, it's a great movie whether you know exactly what all's going. The more you know about it, the better the movie is to you.
Exactly.
Love
exactly.
It.
So let's do...
And now.
Now.
Ladies and gentlemen, 2018 number one movie of the year is...
Black Panther. That's an awesome movie. It's an incredible movie.
I would put that one at number two, though. I might even put it at number three behind
that movie,
The Incredibles.
That movie, I went on opening weekend. The theater was packed. People dressed up in like traditional African garb. It was a big effing deal, to quote Joe Biden. Made over $700 million here in the States.
It was an extremely good movie, too.
Absolutely.
Well done.
It's so good.
The scenery was magnificent. I mean, the videography was great.
Well, and it's a classic story that's been told for eons about what does it take to be a king and a leader and finding yourself and taking that responsibility and stepping in, you know, burying your father and living up to your father. It's a very great movie.
It got, and you know, if you'll notice, most of these films that are on this top 10 list, they steered away from the political side. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a little PC in all of them. There's zero in Deadpool. None. But you know, there's a little bit of PC in the Black Panther with his sister being the real strong one and him having to be, you know, pushed into where he went. But other than that, it is a dynamite movie.
And just looking at this, it was an okay year for movies because of like Deadpool and Infinity War, but we can do better, folks. We can do better. I think it's changing with technology, but we can talk about that next hour.
I can't wait until the new Infinity movie comes out.
Yeah, Avengers Endgame is what it's called.
I've rarely, if ever in my life, ever looked forward to a movie coming out. I'm looking forward to this
big
one.
Big effing deal.
But bigly.
Well, we got to hit a break here, and I guess the Joey Clark Radio Hour will be next.
Who's going to be your guest on the Joey O'Clark Radio
I'm guessing somebody named Southern Wood.
Big A Tires been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer, and on behalf of our entire team at AKD Screen Printing Embroidery and Advertising Specialties, I'd like to wish all of our friends and customers a Happy New Year. We hope you've enjoyed your holidays and wish you many blessings and great success in 2019. And most importantly, we'd like to thank you for your business this past year. Delivering custom decorated apparel and promotional products on time at a competitive price with great customer care is our mission. And as a business owner, there's nothing better than to see a satisfied and smiling customer as they receive their order. So thank you for allowing us to help you smile this past year. It's our intention to deliver plenty more in 2019. You can contact us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433 and our Prattville office at 361-2133 or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com. And remember, AKD, your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties for over 30 years.
Chief Nursing Officer Lisa Mestis explains why there will be a 36% increase in demand for nurses by the year 2020. More on the next What's Working with Cam Marston Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, 65 and 85, pretty much holding the regular speeds right now. I just checked Taylor Road at East Chase, doing okay. It's pretty busy there on East Chase Parkway. Well, it's pretty much normal this time of day. The shopping is incredible at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Sally Beauty, and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
It sounds simple, and you hear it often, but if you enjoy holiday cheer in the form of alcohol, please don't drink and drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Buy Wiser, shop Kaiser. It's our year-end inventory reduction sale. Our 50% off sale was so successful last month, we're going to extend it through the end of the year. 50% off and more till the end of December, making room for new lines of furniture for 2019. At Kaiser, we have a new website, shopkaiser.com. Be sure to visit shopkaiser.com. We'll be adding new items weekly. That's shopkaiser.com, 50% off and more the entire month of December. Whether you need a new dining room, bedroom, living room, or just a chair, come to Kaiser where the prices are lower than ever. Also, be sure to like us on Facebook where we offer new deals weekly plus some great giveaways. Inventory reduction sale going on now with some of the lowest prices of the year with a 60,000 square foot showroom full of beautiful furniture. If nothing else, come treat yourself during this inventory reduction sale. Merry Christmas to you and your family from our family at Kaiser. Kaiser is the wise choice. Buy Wiser, shop Kaiser on the Wetumpka Highway.
Let's talk about personal loans for a second. At Guardian Credit Union, we want to help you get the money you need when you need it. We offer many loan options designed to help you qualify. With affordable monthly payments and flexible terms, Guardian has a loan just for you. Think real personal service. Think Guardian. MyGuardianCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
We went dancing.